Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 22, 2026. A sewer leak has caused a Rockport beach to close, and Newburyport Police Department is reaccredited. Afternoon rain, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:27 p.m. Gloucester Times reports that a hole in a sewer pressure line led to elevated Enterococcus bacteria counts on Front Beach last week. While the line has been repaired, the beach remained closed to swimming on Sunday. Elevated bacteria counts have also prompted the closure to swimming of Gloucester's Good Harbor Creek and Manchester-by-the-Sea's White Beach and Magnolia Beach East, also known as Gray Beach, according to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health's Interactive Beaches Dashboard. They also remain closed to swimming until further notice. Enterococcus can sicken swimmers, leading to skin, eye, ear, respiratory, and intestinal problems, among others. Things that can cause elevated bacterial readings include tides, wind, rain, bather load, presence of wildlife, and contamination from a sewer line or septic system. Newburyport Daily News reports that the Newburyport Police Department was recently awarded reaccreditation by the Massachusetts Police Accreditation Commission, according to City Marshal Matthew Simons. The department received the distinction during MPAC's meeting on June 11 in Marlboro. The department was first accredited in 2003, and this award marks the eighth time the Newburyport Police Department has received accreditation. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the most recent episode of Newburyport Mayor's Corner podcast, Mayor Sean Reardon introduced recycling and energy manager Molly Edinburgh.
Yeah, so I've been here over 15 years now, which is hard to believe, but started with just focusing on recycling and solid waste, and then the state announced its Green Communities Initiatives, and my background really is in the energy industry. So when that happened, you know, people from the state called and said, oh, Newburyport has to jump on board. So we started looking at the Green Communities Program. We applied for that, became a green community, which is all about energy efficiency. And then we started seeing all these, talking about the budget, all these things that the city could be doing to, you know, my concern isn't just environmental. It's about reducing costs wherever possible. So energy efficiency is a great way to reduce costs. So for all the buildings that we manage, you know, reducing costs, we bought the streetlights, we reduced our costs there because we were leasing them. That was a huge, huge savings for the city. Waste reduction, you know, we've had a lot of different initiatives over the years to reduce our waste costs. It's very expensive, and it's getting more and more expensive every year to get rid of waste because the state is running out of landfill space, and incinerators are at capacity. So we're always looking at ways to reduce our costs, also, you know, our impact environmentally. But budget is a big concern. And, you know, I'm really driven by trying to keep our costs down as much as possible and, you know, doing what we can to reduce the impact on the city and the residents and the taxpayers.
That's Newburyport's recycling and energy manager, Molly Edinburgh. And former Beverly Mayor Frederick Jack Monahan, 82, a well-known Beverly resident, passed away on June 9. He is survived by Anna, his wife of 60 years, their daughter Amy, and their granddaughters Hannah and Emma. On Sunday afternoon, his friends and family gathered at the Campbell Funeral Home to pay their final respects to the city's former mayor, who was known for his smile, humor, and love for his family, as well as his dedication to the city and its citizens. And the Gloucester Times is reporting the annual Aganis All-Star Game lineup still includes 9 games, but this year, for the first time, all the action will take place in one weekend. The Aganis All-Star Girls and Boys basketball games will be played at Lynn Classical High School on Saturday, June 27, and 4 and 5 p.m., make that at 4 and 5:15 p.m., respectively, to kick off the action. The next day, everything shifts to the Aganis Athletic Complex, Manning and Frazier Fields in Lynn, with 7 games and an awards ceremony on tap, starting with the girls' lacrosse game at 10 a.m. and concluding with the football game at 6:30 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.